is a snappy summary of the news. A weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the dogs in the pound and on the grill. It's first down! In politics, the nation is in mourning. Nope, not talking guns. Not going there.
Raj, it's the top story.
I don't care if it's Marilyn Monroe back from the dead.
Raj.
No, listen, next article. Here we go, let's have some fun. In sports, great fans of the gridiron are quivering with anticipation for the kickoff of the NFL 2019 season. It's preseason across the continent. You know what that means. Break out the skin rods, pop-up tents, portable grills, team colors, beer bongs, and belly up to the parking lot cornhole tourney. It's tailgate time. No matter where you live, you probably think your pack of pigskin lovers have a Titans tradition. Well, suit up. There's a definitive list from thesportster.com. Here are the top tailgate experiences in the NFL. Number 5, First Energy Stadium, formerly Browns Stadium. I gotta know, who let the dogs out? The home of the dog pound is no mutt. Listen, the Muni lot is a thing. Number 4, CenturyLink Field. Ah, the link. The 12th man will go anywhere to prepare themselves for a good old Seahawks game. The crowd brings all the personality, since Russell Wilson has zero. Number 3, Heinz Field. That's a tasty tradition. Dust off your terrible towels and catch up on what's grilling in steel country. Number 2, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Number 2 is no voodoo. The breeze is blowing in NOLA. Jambalaya in the parking lot? At the home of the Saints, as many as 8,000 fans can tailgate at Champion Square. Guaranteed. And number 1, Lambeau Field. Home to the only municipally owned franchise in the NFL by the good people of Green Bay. Titletown is home to a host of tailgate houses. You can rent out and tailgate with catered food. The works! Just genius! These cheeseheads sure know how to party. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Look at yourself, sitting there watching other people play games, while your once hard body grows softer, and another weekend goes down the tube. We say, come on, stop spectating and get in the game. We're AMF. We make what it takes to renovate the body and raise the spirit. We make quality products. Voight balls, Ben Hogan golf equipment, Harley Davidson motorcycles. AMF. We make weekends.
Welcome back, folks. In Twitter news, say hello to your text door neighbor.
Yo, man, what's up?
The internet is at it again. The kids on Twitter have created a new trend, and Raj doesn't know what to think. People are now saying howdy by texting one phone number higher or lower than theirs, aka their number neighbor. For some, these shenanigans really backfired. Here's a few of the worst responses that people shared on Twitter. Number 1, Lauren.
Hey, so we're number neighbors.
God, I hate Twitter.
Oh, my. Number 2, Bobby.
Hey, number neighbor.
Suck my... I'll murder your family.
That escalated quickly. Number 3, Reed.
Hey, number neighbor.
Huh?
It's a trend on Twitter. You text one number up or down from yours to say hi to your number neighbor.
Stupid teens always up to something. How about get a job and stop texting me? Stupid motherfucker. Our features with y'all's stupid bull.
So Raj sent a text to text our neighbor, you know, trying to get on the trend. I haven't heard a dang thing, but hopefully I'll hear something. We'll let you know next week. Hashtag TextDoorNeighbor. In the world of fashion, Canadian city sets Guinness Book record for most plaid. That's right, folks. 1,357 people gathered in Kenora, Canada for Plaider Day. a Saturday event where everybody wore their favorite plaid patterns. From kilts to pajama pants, this festival had it all, including a Guinness World Record judge who declared them winners for the most people wearing plaid in one place. Hashtag plaid forever. And now for Polly's Poetry Corner, a poem of the week to commemorate the fallen in this week's El Paso and Dayton shootings. Raj is devastated by the most recent shootings that resulted in the deaths of at least 31 people this past weekend. What's even more upsetting is the way these people are being used as an argument to further political agendas on Facebook, Twitter, and the national stage. Today, we take pause. We shut out that noise and chaos to send our condolences to the families of those we lost. Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep by Mary Elizabeth Fry. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on the snow. I am the sun on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been news from Retrotone, a service of evergreen podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-haw! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.